Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 10th week of the 2023 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other houses passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in other houses Tuesday, March the 14th. Comprehensive Mental Health Bill receives favorable amendment. House Bill 1222. House Bill 1222 introduces and creates the Mississippi Collaborative Response to Mental Health Act. This measure takes a comprehensive approach towards addressing mental health regarding appropriate evidence-based mental health first aid training, specialized mental health treatments, various aspects of program governance, and the possibility of mental health patient housing. Last week, MAS held a Friday Zoom call to identify and highlight language that presented a clear unfunded mandate to county governments. This language was located in Section 8 of the bill. Currently, the unfunded mandated language is stripped out the bill, and now there is language that requires reporting to the State Department of Mental Health regarding data as it pertains to any civil commitments pertaining to how long the commitments are held in the county jails and the cost of housing. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for concurrence or non-concurrence. Measure allowing for counties to spend ARPA funding during last 6 months of term heads to the governor. Senate Bill 2734. On Thursday, March the 9th, Senate Bill 2734 was sent to the governor. The due date from the governor is set for March the 15th, 2023. This measure permits county boards of supervisors to expend federal American Rescue Plan Act funds during the last 6 months of the term of office. In addition, with the House chamber amendment, this measure allows any matching funds required under ARPA to be expended during the last 6 months of the term as well. Call to action, House Bill 1111. House Bill 1111 was a measure originally drafted to address county court jurisdiction for termination of parental rights when it passed the House chamber. Yet, when it got to the Senate, this measure was amended with a committee strike-all amendment, and the entire body of the language addressing parental rights were removed, and it was replaced with language creating a statewide county court system with unfunded mandates. Please contact your House of Representatives members and request that the Senate strike-all language be removed or that House Bill 1111 be defeated. Note, this measure has been transferred back to the House chamber for concurrence or non-concurrence. Please request that the House invite conference and not concur with the Senate language. Additional use tax diversion revenue stripped out of House Bill 1734, now located in Senate Bill 2692. The House chamber agreed to amend and insert language that would increase the use tax diversion in Senate Bill 2692. As a reminder, this will allow for an additional 1% increase for the 5% use tax diversion. Instead of the current 5% diversion, it will now be 6% diversion. This additional percentage is estimated to create an additional $25 million for the diversion. Note, this will be new money added to the current use tax funding structure, and a split will be established between the Local System Bridge Program and funding for a State Aid Road Construction Program. This measure will now head to the Senate chamber. Note, the Senate declined to concur with this change and invited conference. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday at 4 p.m. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.